Welcome back. Okay, so a lot of my episodes I was talking about different meeting different angels, Nikesh, Jesus, things like that. There's a lot to talk about. End of days things I've noticed and learned. There's a lot to say about in hopes to help other people and a lot of people know a lot of things about end of days. A lot of people know a lot of things about prepping and surviving harsh things to come. But that will only get you so far. There's a lot to teach and to talk about, and particularly evil. Okay, Jesus spoke a lot about it in the Bible. Some of the more obvious ones that he spoke about was you will know a person by their fruits. And when he says things like that, that applies to a lot of different situations, and it is very relevant to the times. When I say that, it's in relevance to the area you're in and to the culture and to the times. So this being tribulation, you'll know them by their fruits, because of their lack of conscience. One of the visions I had, I spoke about in one of the other episodes, if you want to go back through and listen to it, I think I called it a conscienceless future, because that's what's coming. A conscienceless future. Some of the other visions I had were a bit too spooky. It was very similar to the conscienceless future, but it was a little bit more like I could feel the lack of empathy in people around me in this other vision I had. It was to reassure what I was seeing in the first one. The second was to reassure what I was seeing in the first. I was literally feeling the lack of and the jabbed, and the folks that just didn't care about the unjabbed, which is sort of part of tonight's talk. In the last episode, I was talking about how to tell whether they're jabbed or not, because they're just going to fully lie, which again goes back to the Bible, you will know them by their fruits. And they won't have a conscience. They'll pretend they do. The AI will eventually wise up. At the moment, the AI is not there. And eventually, people will be possessed. Those parasites and those people, if they haven't killed them, they will be possessed. Now, a lot of people are saying that the jabbed are going to die. They're waiting for them to die. And there will be a lot of people dying off. There has been already. And that too is biblical, that a lot of, one third of the world will die from sickness. And it's happening. The governments of the world are fully lying because they're cowards and they're hiding the stats from everyone because they are of their father, the father of lies. So all the stats are being hidden. Populations being lied to in a cowardly way. And now people with common sense will see it. Empty houses everywhere. A lower number of vehicles on the road. A lot of vacancies. Those are all just telltale signs. Companies struggling because they can't get staff. Now, for some countries, that's not going to be a thing because of immigration. And biblically, there are 12, there's 12 horns, 10 crowns, sorry. 7 heads, 10 horns, and 10 crowns. So there are 10 major nations that will be, the population will be filled. People die, and those gaps will be filled with immigration. That's why the immigration is the way it is. It's a total lie. Pushing people from the free countries into the controlled countries. And immigration is a very big thing now in such Western countries. You call them what, first world countries? It's more like high-end oppression, first-world oppression, in a cowardly, lying, manipulating way. Everything looks all nice and sugar-coated, but underneath it all, it's total psycho. And so I was going to talk about was the way it's being done, the way it has been done over the years, how governments, you got, well, your Labour and your National and your, and in other countries they've got different parties, but if you noticed, and a lot of people have, is that those parties are the same parties year after year after year, with the same politicians year after year for entire generation. Their colours even stay the same. Their logos even stay the same. And people don't wonder about this. And so a law gets put in, and then another law, and then another law, and it's slowly but surely oppressing the population of that country. If you look at other countries with their laws, they'll be slightly different. And you go to another country and the laws will be slightly different. And then you come to tribulation time and the jab's been going out and the laws have been getting stupider and stupider and even stupider. Now, people have been saying, oh, that's not going to happen here. Take, for example, when the whistleblower that designed the RFID chip came out to the world about what he had done and how some of his team even committed hara-kiri, and they were told not to read Revelations in the Bible. They were all given a Bible. Now, under spiritual law, they need to know what they are doing. So the cowards that controlled that company gave the research team a Bible each, because that's the law under God's spiritual law. The angels that govern these things made the corporation follow God's laws. So that team had to have a holy Bible. But when that were handed out, they were told not to read Revelations. Doesn't that just strike you as odd? Anyway, scientists being where they are, or who they are, they read it. And then they realized what they had done after they had developed the RFID. The scientist, the head scientist, then went around the world trying to correct his wrong and telling the world what he had done. And a lot of his team had committed the hara-kiri after they realized what they had done. Now, in the end, that RFID chip didn't get sent out throughout the world, but it did get used. The research did help with nanite tech. And the scientist outright said that that chip had needed to be charged. It needed, in order for it to work, it needed energy to keep working like any microchip technological thing does. It needs energy. And he said that it only worked in the right hand and the forehead. There was a specific type of heat. And anyway, he said that conditions within the human body were only ideal in the right hand and the forehead. And then they realized what they'd done. Now, when you consider technology and circuitry and the nervous system, and the current jab makes an artificial nervous system, like a computer circuit, it can go anywhere in the body, right hand and the forehead. And so the technology that he had developed and his team had developed, they don't necessarily have to send out that RFID chip as the mark of the beast. They can just adapt it to work in an artificial nervous system, like what's going through everyone's bodies now. Not everyone, only those that took it. That artificial nervous system, self-assembling, using the strontium from the chemtrails and whatever other alloys and metals are in the foods and in the water and in your roll-on deodorants, because I'm pretty sure there's like aluminium in those roll-on deodorants, various sprays that people put on them, drinks. I've seen that shit floating around in bottles. I'm sorry, I'm swearing again. I've seen that stuff floating around in the V bottles. You look at some of those latest energy drinks, it's floating in the bottle. You can look at it in the fridge, pick it up, shake it. There's stuff floating in there, and they put it into their bodies. So their bodies, nanites, can then build the system within their body. So you take the one jab, that artificial nervous system starts getting built all through the body and in the mind and the brain, into the right hand and into the forehead. And so now that army of AI is everywhere. Lying, cheating, stealing, acts of cowardice, and law changes. So now the laws have to be changed. People are starting to learn what's going on. And so you look at one country, they'll be handing out RFID chips. Now, if you don't have your RFID chip, you can't be part of that community. Like it says in the Bible, people will be coerced into taking it, but it doesn't actually say it carries on. It goes on for a certain space of time. It has done in the world. Some countries are still doing it, but it actually says in the Bible, people will be coerced into taking the mark of the beast, lest you not be able to buy, sell, or trade, right? Buy or sell, I think it says. And it doesn't say it's going to go on forever, though. And so the laws have to be changed in each country. Now, they do it in a cowardly way. The world is controlled by the corporations. The whole world. People think that their government is their government. And we're safe in our little country. And each country, the members of each country are thinking, they're perfectly fine in that country. That same mentality is in every country around the world. But the governments in all the countries are being controlled by the corporations, the two giants, Vanguard and BlackRock. And they're doing it in a major cowardly way. The one consistent thing that has happened in our lifetime is that the jabs have gone out. And the one consistent thing that happened in our grandparents' lifetime was the World War II. And the war for the our grandparents' parents was World War I. Right? Those were consistent. It's just another war. It's not guns and bombs and tanks, but it is a war. And it is fought in a cowardly way, like all wars. The rich sit behind their desks counting their dollars. And in this case, the governments of the world working together. Might not look it, but they are. So in one country, here's the examples. In one country, they're all taken the RFID chip. In another country, they're up to like 9 jabs. In another country, they've done 7. In another country, they're overrun with immigrants. In another country, they've just fully locked down. They can't get out of their country, or people can't get in if they want to. And in another country, the security in that country, private security companies, outnumber the police. They're brought in from other countries. You see where I'm going? Laws are slowly being changed in each country, one law at a time, and it's different for each one. Now, I know of another country where they changed the laws saying it is illegal within city limits of each city in that country to speak against abortion. They get arrested and put in prison. Now, I know of another country, I'm not going to say each one because in this particular country, you're not allowed to speak against legislation, otherwise you get picked up and put in jail. So there is another country where you're not allowed to protest. They just eventually pick you up and off you go. You vanish. Protest organizers vanish, never to be seen again. And in another country, they're picking up homeless, making them vanish. In various other states and countries, in America, everyone seems to know this, the country is slowly but surely being overrun with homeless. And laws in various states of America are actually changing to accommodate homeless. Now, in this country, homeless are being paid quite well on benefits, and then they're housed in motels. Get that. Legislations and laws are changing in each country slowly but surely. And when another government gets in every so many years, another law gets changed. So here's an example. In various parts of America, a few years back, because there's so many states there, it's like the laws were slowly revolving around. And then in various parts of the world, laws were slowly revolving around. Like every country is taking a turn to change the laws. And it's like you can look at all those countries and then predict what's going to happen in yours. If you look at, say, 10 countries, and over 10 years, or 10 of those laws in 10 countries will make full circle. Each country will have had 10 laws changed in each country. They will all, by the end of that 10 years, have the same 10 laws in all 10 countries, is what I'm saying. There's a lot of countries in the world, right? Now, those laws will slowly come into being in all the countries to oppress the populations of those countries. Ever so slightly different. They won't all be the same, but slightly different, but giving the same finished effect. So, in all countries, it will soon, eventually, be illegal to speak against abortion. Slowly but surely, in all countries, it will be illegal to speak against the alphabet folk. You know, the LGBTQ fellas that can't decide on what fucking gender they are. Sorry, swearing again. Eventually, in all countries, it will be illegal to protest. It will be illegal to speak against government legislation. It will be illegal to speak badly about any government laws and changes. It will be legal in every country, legal, for private security to come into your property, go into your house, beat the snot out of you, drag you out, and put you in prison, and eventually kill you. Now, the government's been as cowardly as they are, such laws will only be in effect in one country at a time. But unfortunately, thanks to the jab, people will slowly but surely become complacent and slowly but surely not be human anymore. Slowly but surely, their consciences will vanish. And slowly but surely, these atrocities will be committed worldwide, and the jabbed won't even see it. In fact, they'll probably help. The government, the security, the army, and the police commit atrocities. The jabbed civilian population will probably help them. It's a sad future. Very, very sad, dim future. And it's all going to be done in a very cowardly manner. Like the snake, watching, waiting for the unjabbed population, for God's people to be complacent, for God's people to settle into their lives once were. Go to work, get your money, buy your groceries, sit on your backside, put on more weight, watching that Google box program you into complacency. Pick up your phone, look on your social media, program you into complacency and to feel comfortable and safe. All the while, that snake is sitting in the grass, watching and waiting for you to stand still so it can strike you, as are the jabbed. Slowly but surely, their whole body and their mind is being taken over with AI and parasites, primed, almost ready for possession. Eventually, like the Bible says, they will turn on you and they will eat you. Now, it could be metaphor. In various parts of the Bible, it talks in a few places, a few of the books, of the brother will eat the father. The brother will eat the brother. The son will eat the father. The neighbor will eat the other neighbor, as in zombie. Now, that could be an actual physical thing, but it could also be a metaphor for all your loved ones and your neighbors actually destroying you because they're possessed and taken over by the AI, by the beast rising out of the ocean. So it could actually be that all the jabbed are now hooked into the beast system and the beast is rising. You get it? And they're gonna turn on you. They all eventually will turn on the unjabbed. And they won't have a conscience. So there's no good trying to talk them out of it. They're not even human anymore. They're robots. They look human. They've got skin, nails, hair, a physical body, but their mind is no longer theirs. They took the jab and their DNA has changed. They are now Lucifer race. It's an actual name. Lucifer rays, they call it. It's a lie. Like he lies about everything. It's his own race, which is why you can't get into heaven if you've taken it. Because your DNA has changed. And the minds of those that we once knew, that took it, are no longer their minds. They have no conscience. They have no emotions. They have no empathy. Do the test. Test them. See how many lies they tell you and walk out, give you a hug, pretend to be empathetic. Remember, it's a supercomputer controlling them, and it's learning. Eventually, those jabbed will put on a really good act. But don't forget, and I'm pretty sure this is the time we're supposed to be leaving. I done my test run, and I had a garage sale, and I put in my ad, clearing out, we're moving. Now, I did need to clear some stuff out, that part was true, and we are moving, we just don't know when, or where, but we know we're going. I was telling the absolute truth about everything. We're going, we just don't know where or when. And I could deal with the money and clearing everything up. It was all very, very, very true. But I was watching and learning and listening. Everyone that came through asked where I was going and when. All the jabbed. I asked them all, "You jabbed?" Most of them said yes. Some of them said no. But then the question came out, "Oh, where are you going? Oh, when?" I didn't let on anything to any of them. So I closed up the garage sales and started selling stuff on Facebook. Just item by item, like four or five at a time. All of them, same thing. "Oh, still in the garage sale? Where are you going? When are you going?" All of them asking, wanting to know where. My phone. I broke my phone about that same week, and so I was using a tablet. And so I wasn't even contactable by phone for ages. But people could still email me. So I was using a tablet. And so they were losing contact, and they were asking, people were asking, "Oh, you know, you still in town, Paul? Are you still in town? Are you going to come do my job?" And so, yeah, we're being watched. All of us unjabbed. But the jabbed, we're watching them too. Seeing how they react. And remember, it's an AI, so it's going to learn and change and be sneaky. That's what God said, to get out of the system, to leave Babylon, so that you don't suffer the same fate as Babylon. Pretty sure soon we all have to get out of the cities. Don't know where we're going to go. Some countries a little. Some people that are on, say, islands, for example, population of what? I don't know, 5,000. And there's probably only like a handful of unjabbed. Somehow they got to get off those islands. Get out of there. It actually does say that all the islands will be underwater. And coastal cities around the world will need to... The unjabbed need to not be there. Not be in cities. It's why corporations have been buying up farmland and country out in the middle of nowhere. And they've been doing it slightly differently in every country. But the same effect, the same end result in all the countries is that folks out in the middle of nowhere can't, they don't want them out in the middle of nowhere away from cities. They're trying to round everyone up like cattle and push them into populated metropolitans so that the jabbed can have their way with them and be watched and manipulated, coerced into either taking it or being oppressed. So timing is everything. Watching the times and learning to read the signs, learning when we should go. It doesn't really matter where. Just not in a metropolitan. eventually God's people will be led to be somewhere in one place at the right time for the right reasons. But I have seen the same effect around the world. In Africa, entire villages were destroyed over the last 5 years, so that the people were either dead or coerced into going into the metropolitans. In Australia, I think, people have been laws and legislations to force people wanting to be out in the country. Police and whatnot have been like coercing them to move into cities. And in various other parts of the world, like New Zealand, laws have been changing so that any company can buy up the land. Land that was once Māori land, laws have been changed so that companies can deem that land as being neglected and then go and use it so that anyone that's out there can't move on to it. And in other parts of like Afghanistan, there's wars all through those nations. There's wars, Syria, Afghanistan, all that sort of stuff. Jordan, even now lately, there's been a lot of fighting, forcing people to leave and go into the cities. In Europe, people in different parts of Europe, different countries over there, they're forcing the population to take RFID chip where you can't go to the shop. Different things are happening in different parts of Europe, you know, and it's all the end goal is all the same. When you look at it all, it's all the same, to coerce people into going into the metropolitans. But it's pretty clear what it says in the Bible. You shouldn't be in the metropolitans in the end of days. At a certain point in time, you need to get out. Now, they're pushing everyone in, which tells me it's still early. When that stops, I reckon it'll be close. We've got to go. But timing's everything, because if you leave it too late, the cities will be locked down and you can't get out. If you leave too early, you'll be coerced into going in. So you've got to pick the time. And God's people will know. They will naturally know. Somehow, because their heart and their spirit is still connected, they haven't taken the jab, the DNA isn't manipulated, through prayer, they will know when and where to go. Which is why the AI-ridden people, the parasite-ridden folk that were coming to our house for the garage sale, were asking, where are you going? When are you going? They don't know. They're hooked into the AI. The AI doesn't know. So God's people will be told through prayer. Holy Spirit will tell them when and where to go. So if you're unjabbed and you're listening to this, be aware of those around you. It'll be done in such a way that no one will know you're gone. But you'll meet up with all of God's other people. Now, unfortunately, it's also pretty clear in the Bible what happens to a lot of God's people. They get rounded up and killed. They actually get rounded up and killed. All the saints. There's two places in Revelations where it talks about the saints under the altar and the sea of saints. So, yeah, good luck. Oh, no, I'll take that back. I hope God blesses you and protects you. I hope his angels bless you and protect you and look after you and guide you. All of us. Wouldn't mind being around to be going into the New Jerusalem, into one of the gates. Because not everyone gets killed. They walk into the New Jerusalem, don't they? which means a lot of us are still around at that time, when the Gog and Magog army surround us and try to kill us. But we walk in to one of the gates of the New Jerusalem, and the new earth and the new heavens are made. So anyway, that's enough of that. Laws, legislations, eventually they'll all be in all the countries to oppress all the masses of unjabbed. And unfortunately, now that all the jabbed, it'll happen faster and faster and faster as it gets closer to the end. Right. Psalms 23, I suppose, coming on almost 40 minutes. Darn, it's getting longer and longer. Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lay down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.